We're going to continue with the next paragraph in the Shemona Esrei, paragraph entitled Kibbutz Golios, the ingathering of the exiles to Kabbashah for Gedolah Cheruseinu. Now this paragraph, as we've discussed when we were a few paragraphs before, is very different than the paragraph of Geula, redemption. And although on the surface the bracha of Goel Yisrael seems as though we're talking about the redemption of the Jewish people who are in exile in Golus, in reality, the paragraph of Kibbutz Golus discusses the idea of Golus, of the Jews leaving exile. The paragraph, as we discussed, of Geula, of Goel Yisrael, is really talking about on a personal level, a personal redemption from one's own personal anguish and pain that they experience. Therefore, when we discuss the paragraph of Mekamis and Chema Yisrael, we're talking on a more communal level, a geula for everyone, specifically the coming of Mashiach and the returning to the Yerushalayim. The Torah brings down the Gemara, as we've been quoting before in Megillah, there's a specific order to these paragraphs of the Shemona Esrei, right? And the purpose of this paragraph of Tekah B'Shofar is not its number, which is number 10, but rather it's the fact that it's immediately placed after the paragraph of Birchas Hashanim, the year of prosperity. And the Torah continues and says like this, "V'ma'ro lomer kibbutz golios acher Birchas Hashanim." What's the significance why this paragraph comes immediately after when we ask for rain and prosperity? And he quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel and Ezekiel in chapter 36. Pasuk says, "Yatem Har Yerushalayim," and you, referring to the Hare Yerushalayim, the mountains of Israel, the mountains of Yisrael, "Anafeichem titnu," your branches will be given forth, "Upereichem tisu la'ame Yisrael," and your fruits will grow and will be carried forth and bear fruits for the Jewish people. And then the pasuk concludes, "Ki karbu lavo," because they're close to come. And therefore we see the pasuk in Yechezkel tells us the order, that first we receive fruits, we see the prosperity in Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards, ki karbu lavo. The reason why this happens is to prepare for the Jewish people who are close to coming. And one possible explanation of this connection between these two paragraphs is that once we are given the bracha of prosperity in the paragraph of Birchas Hashanim, that we have the financial wherewithal to be able to take care of our own physical needs, then we can serve Hashem better in Yerushalayim in Israel, and that's the next paragraph of Mekabes et Chayim Yisrael. It's brought down in the Shibuli Leket, in the 18th chapter, the origin of this bracha. It was actually, goes all the way back to Sefer Bereishis, how Yaakov Avinu was longing to see his son Yosef, who perhaps he thought was devoured by an animal, or maybe he thought one of his children killed him. Either way, when he finally went back and saw in Mitzrayim, when he was in Egypt, Yosef for the first time, and all of his children that were together, the Shibuli Leket tells us that a Malach said the bracha, the conclusion, a bracha to Hashem, Mikamis Nechayim O Yisrael, which means, blessed is Hashem, who gathered in the dispersed, here it's translated in the art scroll, his people Israel. But we know also, Yisrael is another name of Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, Mekamis Nechayim O Yisrael means that this was the first time when Yaakov, or Yisrael, saw all of his children coming together once again. And that's the origin of this bracha. It's brought down in the Dover Shalom, in the Otzer HaTfilot, that we find there's actually three stages to Geula, to redemption. And it's found in this paragraph. First, we find Tekah B'Shofar Gedolah Cheruseinu. First stage of redemption is freedom, which means that we're still in that land, we're still in Golus, we're still in exile, but that country allows certain freedoms that we're able to practice our religion. And then the next part, in which is translated as to raise the nace, which is a banner, to gather our exiles, That's referring to how the Jewish people can come together. Even if we're still not in Eretz Israel, but we're able to come together in one area, in one region. And then the final form of Geula is once finally we're gathered back to Eretz Israel. And he explains that that's also what we find in Mitzrayim. We find, as we're reading about in the Parsha, that the Jewish people didn't just walk out of Mitzrayim. First there was Cherus. First there was freedom. Even though we were still in Mitzrayim, we were freed, but we didn't leave yet. That's the first element of this paragraph of Gadol Cherusenu, that we had Cherus. And then afterwards, we came together as a group, and only afterwards, the third and final stage, is when we actually left. So, the question is, how do we have the opportunity to realize this bracha of everyone gathering together? Mekametz Nidchei Mo Yisrael. So I'd like to conclude with the words of the Torah. The Torah tells us that if you would count the amount of words in this paragraph, we find exactly 20 words. The paragraph of Tekka B'Shofar Gadol HaKeresenu is exactly 20 words. And he says that there's a significance to the number 20. If we count from Adam HaRishon, we know the 10th generation is Noah, and then 10 generations afterwards is Avraham. So Avraham has some connection to the number 20 and some connection to this paragraph of Kibbutz Golios. And there's no coincidence that when the paragraph talks about how all the Jewish people come together from all walks of life, Mi'arba Kanfos Aretz, that's found by Avraham Avinu, a man who embodied loving another Jew, who was able to embrace a Jew, not looking at their differences, but rather focusing on their similarities and bringing them closer to the Jewish fold. And therefore, when we say the bracha, Mekametz Nidchei Mo Yisrael, we should, Emeret Hashem, God willing, also increase our own Avas Yisrael, love of our fellow man, so that we'll eventually see the coming of Mashiach, B'mehera B'yameinu, speedily in our days. God.